Tut ihm ein Teil des Sommers sein, wenn er da bringt sich morgen nieder. Was ich sage, wie Iven Hashem alle Kimmes hat Zella, Asher Lokach, der Bester, bei Iven, he built, he formed, the Zella, the rib, which he took from Adam, bei Iven Yeho, El Ha-Adam, and he brought it to Adam. The Gemara says, Mechlegis, Chadoma, Woman Biyoma says, Mulamei, Chinosam, Bobino, Yeseda, what does bei Iven mean? He built it, Loshem Bina, and he gave her additional Bina. Gave the Nekeva additional Bina, meaning that the nature is that in a Nekeva, a woman gets Bina before a man. That's why at the age of 12, she's a Bas Mitzvah, a year earlier than a man. She receives her Bina early, at an earlier age. Chadoma v'lamed shekilo l'chavo v'hevi'e l'adam. One says, we learn from here, that even means shekilo, that he braided her hair, and he brought it to Adam. Because in Krake Hayam, the cities near the Yam, they call Kalisa Benisa. Kalisa braiding, they call it Benisa, Lashon Baina. So that even means that he braided her hair. This is the Machlokes Megimanida. Benidal says, the Nefesh hi yikora miyid. The Nefesh, the soul, is very precious. Mitzorech lihi yoy zohi bo uishamna miyid. The person has to be very careful with it and to guard it carefully. Al kein tzrichin li zohi miyid. Therefore, a person has to be very careful. Kishibo is a kovid chodesh liyodom. When a new kovid, an honor, comes to a person, ki a kovid hu aim kol chai, because the kovid is the mother of everything, it's the mokka, it's the shedish, it's the origin. Hu shedish kol hanefoshes. The kovid is the shedish of all the nefoshes. Hu kishiha nefesh mistalekes, he mistalekes al ha kovid shehi shedosha. When the nefesh is nostalgic, when it leaves a person, what does it leave to? It goes back to its shedish, to its origin. That is the kovid. The chinas kovid Hashem yasveka. The kovid of Hashem yasveka is an inyan of astalkus. When you leave astalik, you're being astalik into the kovid Hashem. She astalkus viasifas anafoshois heimlesech hakovid kishom shadashim kanal. The astalkus and the asifa of the nefoshois is into the kovid because that is the shedish. So when the nefesh is nostalgic, it goes back to its shedish to the kovid. The alkanon, therefore, kishabo kovid chodesh liyodom, when new kovid comes to a person, means he reaches a madrega or a higher position where he gets more kovid. Sodech li zoher ulhi shomer, he has to be careful and to guard himself. Ki ulai bo ha kovid chas v'shom v'shvil astalkus. Perhaps the kovid came chas v'shom for the sake of astalkus. In order that the nefesh should be nostalgic into the kovid, which is its shedish. Therefore, a person has to be careful when he gets kovid, because it might mean the reason for the kovid is that kovid came to receive the nefesh, which is going to be nostalgic. Ach mida teva meruba, but the mida teva is more. It means the majority of cases the kovid comes for the person's good, not for the nostalgus. The alkein al pi harev, and therefore by the right majority, boa kovid l'tayva, kovid comes for his good, for his benefit. The haynu kishen boa nefesh chadosha el ha'odom. When a person receives a new nefesh, a greater nefesh, hazai hi boa melubeshes bi ha'kovid, shehi em kol chai kanal. The nefesh comes to the person melubosh, encloaked in this kovid, which is the mother, which is the origin of this kovid. The alkein kishen boa kovid chadosh li'odom, al pirayi vu l'tayva. Therefore, when a new kovid comes to a person, the loyv is for his benefit. Through this kovid, it comes to the person a new nefesh. It's the union that you say the hadrul gulim, a person does a mitzvah, gets another nefesh, an additional nefesh, a better nefesh, and so on. But the kovid that comes now comes with this new nefesh. The aklal shah kovid hu shedesh and nefoshes. Follows that the kovid is the shedesh of the nefoshes. The alkenef omim bo kovid chodesh li odom bishvil astalkus ez nefesh chas v'sholim. Therefore, at times the new kovid comes to the person, the reason being for the astalkus of the nefesh chas v'sholim. Kibesh astalik ha nefesh al kovid kenal. In order that the nefesh should be astalik into the kovid. Avol al pidoi bo ha kovid l'toyva. Al pidoi the kovid comes l'toyva. Perhaps we could say, I'm not saying this definitely, but we say had a bonus mikabedes es balel. The bonus means kovid, a higher position, kabedes es balei, comes because of the astalkus. What our Pilei Ben Azel says, the kovid comes l'teva. Tehainu shebo nefesh chadosho li ha'odom ha'yedezeh ha'kovid shehu shedesh kol nefoshes kanal. This new nefesh that comes to the person through the kovid, which is the shedesh of the nefoshes. Therefore, a person should be very careful to receive this kavod with a very great kedusha, for the sake of Hashem alone. Ki hakavod hu shedesh kol nefashos, canal, because the kavod is the shedesh of all nefashos. A person be very zohi with it. Tzorech lirai sheyihi ponim el hakavod. Person is to see to it that there should be a ponim to the kavod. The kavod should have a ponim. Ponim means it should have an appearance. It should have a should be on a high level. Because through tavas achilo, then there is a pegam in the kovid, and there is no ponim to the kovid. Ki shulchan ishel adam he bechinas kesem alchus. The shulchan of a person, the table of a person where he eats, that is a bechina of kesem malchus. The Gemara says in Yuma, and the Rashi Kodesh says there that there were three zidin. Zidin means a border on the mizbeach, on the Oren Kodesh, and on the Shulchan. These three Zidin are sort of a crown. The Mizbeach, the Zidin Mizbeach stood for Keser Kehuna. Mizbeach is the Indian of Kehuna. The Zid on the Oren is Keser Taida. And the Shulchan, Zir and the Shulchan, the third Zid, is Zer Zohav Sadev. Zer, it's Keser Malchus. These are the three Ksodim, Keser Kehuna, Keser Taida, Keser Malchus. So we see that the Shulchan stands for Kesem Malchus. So the Rashi Kodesh says at Lashon there. Yehu Bechinas Kavod Bechinas Melech HaKavod. But the Shulchan, which is Kesem Malchus, is the union of Kavod, because Kavod means Melech HaKavod. Ki HaKavod Hu Bechinas Malchus. The Kavod is a Bechina of Malchus, Melech HaKavod. Ukishav Pagim Ba'achila Azay Nefkem HaKavod. Umelo when he's Pagim Ba'achila, which means that he has Taivas Achila, then the Kavod itself becomes Nifka, because the Kavod is the Melech HaKavod, this Kesem Malchus, the Shulchan. The Ein Lai Ponim, there is no Ponim. V'chinas V'yistarti Ponai V'hoyo Lechel. Ebeshu says that he will hide his Ponim and then he'll become Lechel, he wiped out, Chas HaShem. But we see from here, V'hoyo Lechel, Shayidei Tavas Achil, Loshon Lechel means that through Tavas Achil, Chas HaShem, he has thought as Ponim, V'yistarti Ponai. If there is Tavas Achil, then there is Astoras Ponim, that means there is no Ponim to the Kavod. Aval al yaday miyad achila, but through miyad achila, and he breaks the tavas achila, shem eshab tavas achila, yaday zehu nesias ponim. Then there is an elevation for the ponim. Meshomer azal, the Gemara says, Yisa Hashem ponov elecha. Hashem should raise his ponim to you. He should give you nesias ponim to show you favoritism. The Gemara says, Achilai esa ponim li Yisrael. The Malachim asked, Ebishter shows no favoritism. How come it says Yisa Hashem ponov elecha? Ebishter answered, Achilai esa ponim li Yisrael. Why shouldn't I show favoritism to Israel? The Sias Ponim. Shani Amati Vechalta Vesavoto Veyachta. I said that you all should eat. And you should eat at the Sevilla. You should become satisfied, satiated, filled. Veyachta, then you should bench. Which means you are allowed to eat till you're filled. Vehemedaktikim Mikazayas Vyat Kebeyan. The Jews are medaktik to eat only a Kazayas at Kebeyan in order to bench. Veyachta. So we see from there that means they medaktik means that they break the Tavis Achila. In breaking Tavis Achila, then you have Menesias Pon, Yisa Hashem Ponam. Nimtza, Shayyadei Shibur, Tavis Achila, Hashem Adaktikim, Yisayas Yad Kebeya, Hayyadei Zehen, Nesias Ponam. But through breaking Tavis Achila, then you have Nesias Ponam. Zeh Bechina, this is the Bechina of the Pasi, by Dabed Eli, Zeh HaShulchan, HaShelefnei Hashem. Zeh HaShulchan, HaShelefnei Hashem, Daika. Bechina is Ha'oras Ponam, Hayyadei HaShulchan. Through the Shulchan, you have Pnei Hashem, that's Nesias Ponam, Ha'oras Ponam. I know the Achila Bekdusha canal. Through Achila Bekdusha, through breaking Tavis Achila, so you have the Ponim, the Pnei Hashem, the Messias Ponim to the Kavod. Upsha Pagim B'Tavis Achila, a person who's got to show him Pagim B'Tavis Achila, the Ayyadei Zinifka, my Kavod, via my Ponim canal, through the Tavis Achila, does it become in the Kavod? And there's no Ponim to the Kavod. Ayyadei Zem is Gabrin as a Ponim. Through this, it causes, the result is that the as a Ponim in the Der becomes stronger. The covet, which is a bechina of malchus, melech hakovet, that falls chas v'shalom. And who gets this covet? The azanetlin covet, ha'azi ponim shebedoet. Then the azi ponim shebedoet, the evil leaders of the dead, they take this covet. Ki azus malchus b'lay taga. Because azus is malchus b'lay taga without a crown. It means it's taken by force. Heinu kishein bechinas malchus bechinas hashulchan shebekdusha b'shleimus kanal. When the malchus, the bechinas shulchan of kedusha, is not b'shleimus, it's not, it hasn't reached the degree of perfection. As I miss gaber ha'azus shu malchus b'lay taga b'lay kesa malchus kanal. The result is that the azus, which is malchus b'lay taga, what does malchus b'lay taga mean? B'lay kesa malchus. There is no kesa malchus. And this Azus as Miskavi becomes stronger because of the fact there's no Kesa Malchus, no Tag. Kesa Malchus is the Shulchan, which means that there is no breaking of Tavis Achila. That causes the Yuskabrus of the Azayponim Shebedoe. Zebachinus, he had Klovim Azay Nefesh, Layodu Sova. Klovim, the dogs are Azay Nefesh. They don't know any satiation. They're never filled. The Taiva for eating is perpetual, continuous. I know. On your day, Taivas Achilo, through Taivas Achilo, Bechinas Betin is showing Techsor. Betin is showing that the Rosho is always, his stomach is empty. It means that he's never satisfied. He always wants more. There's Zehuli, Yadu Sava. They don't know what the meaning of Sviyo is. They always want more. There's a Taivas Achilo continually. Hepech Tzadik Echel Seva Nafshay. The opposite of a Tzadik who does feel the union of Sviyo for his Nefesh. On your day, Zem is Gabrin Ha'azeponim. Through this, Taivas Achilo, there's a Yisgabdus of the Azeponin, which are Shehem Bechinas, Klovim Azei Nefesh. It's Klovim Azei Nefesh, the other Sava. Because the other Sava, there is a Taivas Achilo, therefore there's a Yisgabdus of the Klovim Azei Nefesh. Bechinas, Pnei Hadoik, Pnei Akelov. The one that says in Sega that the Pnei Hadoik, leaders of the generation, are like the dog. So we see that klovim means klovim azei nefesh means that they become the leaders. The ponim of the dirt is they are the klovim. They are the azis ponim. Zehu shom b'pasim klovim azei nefesh and al heimor royim liodu heaven shehem nasim royim manhigim al dirt. They become the shepherds, the leaders of the dirt. Ki hakovid nafal aleihem, because the covid fell into their hands. V'yesh lahem kol hakovid. And they have the entire covered, and therefore they become the leaders. Avol kishem mishabrim taivas achilo bebechinas sadik echel esoyven afshoy. But when they do break taivas achilo, the bechinas sadik echel esoyven afshoy, that he is satiated. He doesn't want more. He doesn't want achila. Aydezehu nesias ponim. Through this, there is a nesias ponim. There is a ponim to the covered. So the male of the covered is keser malchus. So the male of the Malchus is in its Bishlemus. The Azai Ainshum Pekidus Usroro Leha Azeponim. Then there is no appointment or leadership to the Azeponim. Ki in Ikosum Hurak Measdoras Ponim Mayre Tavas Achila Canal. Because they are Yenig, they derive their existence only from the Astoras Ponim through Tavas Achila. Zeu Visaveya Yolin Balgi Pokedro. The Saveya Yolin Zebachina Sadika Chelasavan Afshay. If there is this Sevilla, if there is this breaking of Taivas Achila, through this, there's no Pekidus, there's no appointment, there's no Malchus, She'en Shum Pekida V'Yismanus Li'arat, then El Aziponim Kanal. Then there is no authority, there is no Hiskabitus to the Aziponim, they cannot become the leaders of the day. When this Malchus and the Kovit falls into the hands of the Yazeponim, they become the leaders. Nazaihi Bechina Tzedek. Then it's a Bechina of Tzedek. Tzedek, of course, is a Bechal and Inyan of Din. Ki Ois Tzedek Hu Yud Nun. The letter, the first of the three letters of Tzedek is the letter Tzedek. And the Tzedek is composed of two letters. The letter Yud and the Nun. The Yud on the top, on the back of a Nun. The Hayud, he behachzoras ponim in Hanun kozet. The Yud has its ponim turned away. Hastoras ponim from the Nun. Like this kozet, like this picture shown here, where the Yud is backwards. She bechinas malchus. The Nun is a bechina of malchus. Bechinas lefnei shemesh yin and shmoy. You find in the pasuk until in the Tavnel, blessed Shlomo Melech, lefnei shemesh before the sun, meaning in all the days that the sun will exist, Yineshmai, his name should rule as a king. So we see that Nun is a Bechina of Malchus, and the Yud is turned away from it. Hane Bechinas Hastoras Ponim. Hane Sh'ein HaKovet Ponim Kanal. The Melech HaKovet, this Kovet hasn't got any Ponim to it. That's the first letter, that's the Tzadik. this tzuda of the tzaddik, of course, is the tzuda of the coin of the Rizal, Beis Yosef. According to the Beis Yosef, the letter tzaddik is supposed to have the yud facing the nun. But according to the Rizal, the Kabbalah, this the letter tzaddik has the yud turned away from it. V'zeh b'chinas ha-dalet. This is the second letter of tzaddik, is dalet. Ahein sheh kovid v'hamalchus azlo v'nedaldalo. The kovid and the malchus, since there is astor asponim, so it goes and becomes poorer and poorer, it goes downhill. V'nofalo elas sitra achra sheheina asiponim kanal. And this kovid falls into the hands of the sitra achra, which are the asiponim. V'zeh b'chinas ha-kuf. The last letter of tzaddik, the letter kuf. And the malchus and the kovod goes downwards. He could kaif befnei odom. It's like a kaif. It means like an ape before a person. It's an imitation. In other words, it's lower. Heinu shenis arech regel ha-hei v'nasek kuf. That the regel of the hay, the little yud in the hay, that's the foot of the hay, becomes longer. It's aslov and adaldla. It goes down. And once the letter, once that yud in the hay goes down, that the regel, so mele, the longer, the regel becomes longer, becomes the letter kuf. The hainoshin is arech meharegel amato, that's when the regel of the hay becomes longer, it goes down. The luchinos like leho yerdes movis. Pasuk like leho yerdes movis, that the feet, this regel of the hay goes down. The yerdes movis, movis of course is the union of sitrachra. The yunkim mimeno, and the sitrachra, the azaponim are yearning from it. Because the covered malchus fell among them canal. We could say too, of course, that this, we say that the hay, the regular of hay fell, and usually the hay is the b'china of malchus. Last yud came up, okay, so the hay is malchus. The hay stands in malchus. The malchus fell into their hands. The tzorech lahalois is like covered the malchus mayhem. We have to bring up the malchus, the covered and the malchus from these as a pawn. How is that done? Is there an answer? Are you there? Stuck up. This is done through tztoko, and as the pasuk says, tztoko tatzil mi mogus. The hainu shayyadei tztoko ma'alin umatzilin oiso mebchinas like leha yerdes mogus. That through tztoko suya ma'alin and matl tztoko tatzil. It's matzil the isbechina mi mogus, the bechina like leha yerdes mogus. Because mogus, the Zayde Kodesh says mi mogus means what pshas tztoko tatzil mi mogus oni is choshev kemes. A poor person is like a mess. That's in your miso. And Melech Stoka saves him from this anius, so it's mal the oni from the bechina of miso. So here too, this malchus is oslov in the daldalo. The daldalo means he became poor. Malchus became very poor. And the tzedakah is matzil from aglayeris mobis, from this anius. The oisim mi tzedek tzedaka. We make from the tzedek tzedaka. Well, tzedek, as we said, is an union of din, and tzedakah is an union of rachman. It's also the difference between kayin and hevel. Tzedek ends with the kuf, that stands for kayin. Tzedakah is the hey, that's hevel. Chen yun din to rachman. Ki tzedakah hi bechinas hei chasodim. Tzedakah is a bechina of hei chasodim. Ki yat tzedakah hi bechinas chesed. Tzedakah itself is a bechina of chesed. Reisha min azal, ein ha tzedakah mishtalemes, so look at el lefi chesed shebo. That tzedakah, the sechar for tzedakah is only according to the chesed that's done with the tzedakah. It's not the money itself. Shnema azar alachem le tzedakah v'katzer lefi chesed. Pasuk says azar alachem le tzedakah. When you give tzedakah, that's only zariah, that's planting. But v'katzer, the sechar that you get is lefi chesed. According to the chesed you do with the tzedakah. Sometimes a person can do tzedakah without chesed in it. The person does tzedakah, what is the schar for it? The chesed he does to the poor person. The way he does it, the way he gives it. The feisle, the Gemara says, in the spot of Yidalov, but if you're a feis and only you do with the chesed, you get a bigger bracha. So the schar is according to the chesed. So maybe we see from here that the main part of tzedakah, the ikar of tzedakah, is the chesed. All yadei b'china sahei chasodim, through these hei chasodim, there's five chasodim that tzedakah consists of. Malti Kabbalah. That's the malchus receives from the Zayrampin, that has five chasodim. The qual is mamtikin, mtakasadinu, through the five chasodim of Zayrampin. I nezem, I seif in hay, even as it's me tzedek stoka. Through this stoka, we add this hay, that's the five chasodim, and from tzedek becomes stoka. Keneged ze, niska batayda, hay pa'omim stoka, keneged ha hay chasodim, shubachina stoka canal. Keneged this, correspond with this. There is mentioned in the Torah five times tzedakah, corresponding to the Hecha Sodom, which is the Bechina of tzedakah. One of these five, of course, you have actually four times, the Rabbi Nachman says. You have four times tzedakah, but once you have tzedakah mimini by Tomor. Tzedakah mimini is also, he shows how this tzedakah is in a tzedakah too. Zebachinas miheir mi mizrach tzedek ki gra eil ragway. Miheir mizrach zebachinas tzedakah. The claim shot miheir mizrach means who came from mizrach with Zavon Avinu. And tzedek gra eil ragway, Rebbe, he went, so he brought his whole going was with tzedek. The word Mizrach means tzedakah, as the punch says, Mizrach avi zalecho, and zalecho is an Indian of tzedakah. That's zalalachem al tzedakah, as I mentioned the punch before. Bechinas zalalachem al tzedakah. Ayidei zed tzedek yikira'ehu l'raglan. Through this, Ainu shayidei had tzedakah, avai had tzedek kodei yas haraglan. Through this, giving it tzedakah, so that tzedek is kodei l'raglan, Shemal and his haraglan and bechinas aglaya this canal. But his mala, the raglan from aglaya this mavas. He says that tzedakah tatsami mavas. He brings it up from mavas in the sitra achra. His mala to bechinas tzedakah. He brings up the malchus from the sitra achra to the malach hakoled. This is the bechina of viholach lefonechos et kecha. This is the bechina of viholach lefonechos et kecha. Hayna shet tzedek yuchal elach. Tzedek liyot to go. Hayna bechina shemal and haraglan shem klei ha'alicha. That is Mala, the Raglin, which is the Kalim which one goes, is ever Halach Lefonecha, that the Halicha will be good Lefonecha Daika. Ki Malan Zai Kovet HaMalchus Ola Raponim Kanal. Is Mala the Kovet and the Malchus to the Ola Raponim. Halach Lefonecha, he brings the Tzedek up to the Ola Raponim to Nasiyas Ponim. Bringing it up from Aglaya Desmovas to Nasiyas Ponim so that the Mal HaKovet is Bishlamas. Here I just want to add something which and the Sheikh as it has, but it's a good thought. I feel it fits a little bit. Kunazaya says that in Shabbos Malchus. Shabbos is the Rechina Malchus. Malchus, we say, is less lomigamo klum. Malchus aniyah v'dawa. Malchus is an aniyah. It's called an oni. That's why you have the mal of the Malchus. So how can we call Shabbos an Inyan of Malchus Aniyah? It appears that Shabbos is the Ashida. The whole Shefa comes through Shabbos. The Kun Isaiah says that Shabbos itself, actually, technically it doesn't have. Because we say the Moshul that on Friday said it was Mun came, was Lacha Mishnah. It was twice the amount of Mun. Shabbos in itself had nothing except what it received from Yom HaShishi. That's Bechmal. Yom HaShishi, the Yom HaShishi, is the Vavkit Selvis, it's the six Sfides of Zeidampin, and Malchus receives from Zeidampin. Therefore, it receives the Lecha Mishnah from Yom HaShishi. That Kinnida is Pshat. And this is what was brought out there, that Shemesh B'Shabbos Stokal Aniyim. That Shemesh B'Shabbos, Malchus, as we said, Shabbos is Malchus, and that's the Levonim. And the Levona receives his whole Shefa from the Shemesh. So Shemesh B'Shabbos is Stokal Aniyim. We mentioned over here that to bring the Malchus up, you have to have Stokal. Shemesh B'Shabbos, when it receives the order from the Shemesh itself, it has nothing, it's Aniyah, it's Malchus. Then it's Stokal. Stokal Aniyim, and Stokal attached to the Aniyahs of the Malchus, and it's Malad up to the Kovet. Maybe it fits here. It's not brought in the Foshim on it, but there's a Sheikhus. He has like a shemal, and it's like covered the hamalchus. Then when he's malah, they covered in the malchus. As I yotze, he has covered in the sitrachim, and he has upon him hanal. Then the covered comes up from the sitrachim, and he has upon him. He chayz, he has covered the mavinei mada. And the covered goes back to the mavinei mada, that's not the aziponim, but the das, the even das. Hepech, nefilas, he has covered the aziponim. The opposite of the covered falling into the aziponim, shem mikroim, hemoroim, lo yodu haven. They are leaders who haven't got this bina. Now it goes back to the kovid. The kovid of the mouth goes back to the leaders who are fit for it. Who are mevinei mada? Yes, like a chayzer, a kovid del mevinei mada. When the kovid goes back to the mevinei mada, to the chachamim, b'tchilas mimshaltom nase machlekes. When they first get this mimshalah, this malchus, then there results from it a machlekes, a conflict. Because the min yinika of the oivim of enemies that cause machlekes is from the chachamim, which means the mayach. The bechinas meirosh paris oyev. Hainu shemin hamayach shebirosh meirosh. From the mayach that's in the roish, mishom nizgalin kol ha'oivim vihasoinim. There is revealed paris upora means to open to reveal. And there is revealed all the oivim and the soinim. Paris oyev, the oyev becomes revealed. Because in the mayach there is maisres, that means superficial, extra, waste matter. Shemin elu ha maisres, shemin mayach yitzin hasares. From these maisres in the mayach, from this waste matter in the mayach, come out the hair. That's how it causes the hair to grow. Umehem yonkin ha'ivim. And from these sares, the ayivim ha'yonik. Umehem yonkin ad shekola kola maisres shemin mayach. Yazayin lehim yonik of an ayivim. And these ayivim, these enemies, are yonik. They keep drawing the yinika until all the maestres of the mayach are ended. And then when they have no more yinika, then these enemies fall. Zebuchinas krichas roish sekenim. And this is the reason for the hair of the elders that fall out. They become bald. While the person becomes old and he is zaken, he becomes bald. Ki besavi mayachas shokit v'shachich. As the Zohar says in Yidra, that by Savi, by the elders, by this Canaan, so the Mayach is quiet and restful. Haino Shaddas has Canaan Tzachvet Zol. But the Das in this Canaan is pure and clear. The Ein Lahem Meisveis B'Mayach. And they haven't got any waste in the Mayach. The Alkin Neflim Hasada is Ki Ein Lahem Yinika Kanal. Therefore the hair fall out because there is no longer a Yinika for the Oivim, for the enemies. There is no more maisres, there is no more waste, so therefore there is no more hair coming out. Yalkin, therefore, Aliyadei ha-pirud shebein ha-sainim, through the pirud, through the conflict that exists, any battle be among the sainim, among the enemies, Aliyadei zeh yesh lehem arichas man v'kiyim b'yoseh. Through this, the sainim have a longer life, they exist longer. Because these sinim keep derive their nourishment continually until all the maestres of the mayach are ended. Then, as we said, when the maestres are finished, when the das becomes clear and pure, then the sinim fall. Because there will be no more argument from which to be unique. But through this conflict that's among them, there is no achdus. They haven't got any strength to be yinik a lot. The yinik only a little. A little at a time. The alkein, because they do more sins, as I show. But here, because it causes their own death faster. They have achdus, they're yinik at one time, they take out all the message from the and then they fall. That's a positive explanation of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Zeh bechinas soreis kluin shenim tsoim bivnei adam shekeirin koltenes. This is the bechina of these soreis kluin. People have crops of curly hair when they're born that are found in some people. They call them koltenes. It's little bunches of hair that's very twisted. She'oilam choshim akatitzim. People are afraid to cut them off. Actually, Yiplu Me'alehim. The child goes a little older, they fall out by themselves. Hainukish Yesh Habi Maestres V'Mayach. When there is a lot of Maestres in the Mayach, a lot of waste, as I mutba b'teva ha'odom, sh'yetzu sores kluin. Then it's the nature of a person that his hair come out braided in groups. Kidei Shaydei Kliyosun v'yishabrusom yinkyu b'yosiri kabu. So that through their Kliyo and their Shabrus, this combination of hairs, so they should be unique faster, the sinim, they should receive it, the yuchlu lina kol ha-maisis ha-vesh ha-mayach. They should be able to be unique, all the maisis of the mayach, quickly, a lot at a time. Alkein einik tzotzim kegrim zmanah. Therefore, they are not cut up before the time, ki yuchlu lahazik la-mayach ha-deshi yishoy b'sechei ha-maisis. Because they'll be able to mazik the mayach if you take them out, but if you cut them off, then there will be no place for the maisis to come out. So you have to leave them there, but the maisis can come out through these hairs. If there won't be any sadis kluin for them to be unique through this, the Moses remain in the Maya, and therefore they let these cultists remain until they fall out by themselves. They fall out by themselves, it means that there was no more unique of a Sinim, and that was the end of the Moses Shemaya. This is the Gemara says that Hashem gave to the Nekevo Bina Yisrael. Hashem gave to a woman additional understanding, additional das, not more than to a man. Explained before, but Bina Yisrael earlier, that a woman gets a das before a man. And it's Hikdim. Actually, it's like saying Gemara about that. Whether a woman gets it early or a man. He's asking that a woman gets bas mitzvah at 12, the chuyah at 12, because she is more matured. She has more understanding at an earlier age. Of course, later on, the men catch up and they bypass them. Understood. Bini Yuseida, that's one man. Bini Yuseida, haina b'chinas ma'isis ha'ma'ichin. Additional bina, what's additional meaning? Too much. That's the ma'isis, the way of the ma'ich. Shemisham ya'in kim ha'sadis. From there, the sadis ayinik, this meisus comes out of the sadis of the hair, and from this sadis to the ayvim ayinik. Zeh uvechad oma malamed shekila lechavo. Second, Yom says that kila lechavo, he braided Chava's hair. And it also says hainu hachvalei pligi, that there's no machlekes. Bina yisayda and kila lechavo is the same thing. There's no argument even. Ki ayudayf meisus shem mayach. She said, "Bechinas bina yisayda canal through the meisus of the mayach, the waste of the mayach, which is the bechinas bina yisayda, the extra bina, mizeh bo sadeis kluin bechinas shekol lechave canal." And this comes the sadeis kluin, the braids, the cultiness. That's what kila lechave means. Ki akovei du bechinas chavo shehi atzela hanal she bechinas em kochai canal. Because the kovid is bechinas chava, we said that the kovid is the shedish, the origin of every nefesh. It's aim kol chai, that's chava, which is the tzela. So mela, this kovid, bechinas chava, this aim kol chai, he gave her bini yisayda, this additional knowledge, through the kliyas hasadis, so that the ivim should be yonik faster and they should fall away, the azipona should fall away, and the kovid should come to the right aliyah. And he blessed him in Davanel. He said that your enemies should be thrown into the kafakela. Kafakela is like a slingshot that's by hand. They put the stone into a sling and they throw it. Yikaleno, the Ben Ezra says, Bechina Sara is kluin hanal. Haina Bechina says, his chabros hasinim, shaydezehom apolosim, that your enemies should receive the Yinika faster through Yikaleno, through the Inyan of Sara's clois, once they get the Yinika faster at one time, so in the middle that causes their nefila. So they get the Yinika at one time, and afterwards they fall at no place beyond. Viazai kishabo, akkoveit chodei shel hodon, umulubish besuche nefesh yidusha kanal. Now the Ben Ezra goes back. And when this COVID chodesh, this new COVID comes to a person, and it came with Taylor, it came with the new nefesh, the nefesh of Kedusha, dwelt in it. So the Mechlida is the Yehelad, this nefesh benokal. Bali kishi helada. He has to see to it that this nefesh should be born easily, without any difficulty in birth. Just as there is a difficult childbirth, chas v'shalom, so too is there a difficulty in a new nefesh being born. Yeah, kovid he aim kol chai kanal, because the kovid is the origin for this nefesh. The kovid is the mother, so a male the kovid has to give birth to this nefesh. The nefesh will beshes bo ki ube b'mei imay. And the nefesh is cloaked in this kovid, just like a child within its mother. Ulefi om kishiyesh chas v'shalom b'chinas kishu leleid. At times, chas v'shalom, when there is difficulty in childbirth, yecholim lehistalik shneim chas v'shalom mehei v'avlad. And chas v'shalom, both could pass away, both the mother and the child. V'hanu ad kovid v'hanefesh, the kovid with the nefesh, which means the first case of it, as I mentioned, that sometimes when kovid comes to the person, it comes to the sense of the person is passing away. So then the kovid and the nefesh both go back up to heaven. But if only in the stalik yechamim chas v'shalom, at times only one of the two passes away. If you're in the night, kishu related, according to how difficult the birth is. Therefore, we have to see to it that there should be this birth should be an easy one, a simple one, without any difficulty at all. And afterwards, even after the nefesh is born already, then they first have to raise this nefesh. Just like there's, after a child is born, you have to raise You have to raise Hafashim Nelad, and after it is born, as I Magdilin Oiso, Ayodai Ha'av, and they raise it through Avo B'chinas Eilat Teldeis Hashemayim V'Ha'odas B'hi Bodom. This is the raising, tell us, the birth and the raising of the Shemayim V'Ha'odas B'hi Bodom. Hainu B'hi Bodom Shuli Achar Habriya V'Ha'ayloda. The creation after, that's B'hi Bodom, after the creation and the birth. As I Magdilin Oiso, Ayodai B'chinas Avraham. And they raise it to the Bechina of Avraham, Shu Bechinas Ahavo, Bechinas Yad Yamin, Avraham is Chesed, is Yad Yamin, is Ahavo, Zeh Bihi Borom, Bi Avraham, Kemuvas. The Medrash says that the word, Vaz Bihi Borom, is Avraham. So the raising of the blood after it is born is Bihi Borom after it is born is Bi Avraham with Chesed, Hanuk Kanal. Zeh Bechinas Viat Tel Meishul Bakot. This is the Bechina of the Pasuk, Viat Tel Meishul Bakot. Hainu bechinas hamimsholo v'hamalchus. Then you have mimsholo malchus bechinas melech hakovid hanal sheshol melubash hanefesh. In the covet is melubash this nefesh. In the pasuk says v'yata meshav akol v'yotcha koyach gvudo v'yotcha legadel chazik lakol. So we have after the v'yata meshav akol, which is the melech hakovid, where the nefesh is, you have afterwards these two yadayim v'yotcha koyach gvudo. That's the yira v'yotcha legadel chazik lakol. Bechinas beyidayim on the canal. That's the two yidayim. Biotcha koyach gvuro. The bechinas yad hachazoko. That's the yad hachazoko. That's yido, which gives birth to the child. Biotcha gadol chazek. And the gadol chazek is the bechinas yad hagadola. Shayidayim bechinas beyis yidayim. Able through these two yidayim through yido and avo, we lead him when we gadolim on nefesh and lebeshes by covet canal. As we give birth, at the moshel batkal, the mshala is born and raised. The Malchus is born and raised. It's Malchus, of course, is the Nefesh, which is raised, coming from the Kovid, which is Malubash in the Kovid. This is born and it's raised. The Bechinas had Stoko, Shinoistim, Eitzel, Viatam, Mishu, Bakoil, Meshkasa, Bekavonis. Priyat Chaim, it says that a person should give Stoko when he gets the Posse, Viatam, Mishu, Bakoil. The reason is, Kia Yadei had Stoko, Meitzi, and Umal, and as a Kovid, Vamashola, Kanal. Through Stoko, they had Meitzi and Male, they covered the Mashola from Sedekas change to Stoko. You see how fit it is now. Since Stukka is Mala the Kavod, since Stukka is Mala the Malchus, therefore it's fitting to give Stukka at the Pasuk at the Mishnah Bakot, the Mala the Malchus to the Madrega of Melech HaKavod. Zeh Bechinas Kavodi Chodosh Modi Mekashti Biyodi Tachlis. My Kavod is continually renewed, and my strength is changed for this the Torah for good. Pshat is, Hayna kishemagia kovid chodesh el ha'odom kvedi chodesh imodi. When I receive a new kovid, when a person gets this new kovid, as I tzorachli hachlefuli havid akishrei lebechinas yidayim hanal. He has to be machlif, tachle means to change, to do away with the difficulty through the yidayim. Vezeh lekashti biyodi tachlef. Shaylei hayidayim chaylefes v'yiveres akishrei lekanal. Kashti, the kishui, the difficulty, this tachlif should be done away with through the yodi, through the yadayim, through the yad hachazoka and yad hagdela. So yira and ahavai does away with the difficulty in the birth and the raising of it. Zeh bechinas chiluf shem ekye halof keukei shehu shem beizvel chavov shubigimat yoyodcha. Changing of Shem Ekye to Shem Beisvol Chavov. This Beisvol Chavov is the Matri Yodcha. Shayoda Yaha Hailoda Ki Yadua. Through this Shem is the Hailoda. As is known. And Kavonah Shalata Meshav Akal. Then the Kavonah, so the Rizal says that Shem Ekye is Bina. And the Malchus is Yenik from Bina. Ki Imo Kibita. That the Malchus is the daughter of Bina, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, that the K is Yenik from the K, that the Malchus is Yenik from Bina. And in the Chiluf Shem Ekye, when you change this, when you add a letter to each one, the Aleph changes to Beis, and the K changes to Vav, and the Yud to Chav, and the K to Vav. Why this change? We see how fitting it is to go through this is the Heiloda, because Shem, Beis, Vav, Chavav is Rosh Teves. Bakoil, Lyotko, Koyach, Ugvura. Etel Meshel, Bakoil, Lyotko, Koyach, Ugvura. So, Rosh Tevis. Therefore, since this is Begimatriyo, this Shem is Begimatriyo, Yotko, because through the Yad Hagdul, Yad Hagvura, we have the Heiloda and the Gidul for the Kavod. At times there is a yefus, tiredness to the nefesh, because it became distant from its mother, from the Hainai Kavod canal. When the nefesh is far from the Kavod, then there is a weakness that overtakes it. You have to give it life and strength and health through cold waters, as cold waters bring back strength to a tired nefesh. I know, what are these cold waters? How does the nefesh become tired? Because when a person davens without heart, then the nefesh is far from the covet. Covet is imo, we said. Imo is libo. Bina libo. V'chinas v'svos of kibduni v'libo docha imeni. That there is kavod without, but it's far from the lev. The tefillah, but far from the lev. Ki kavonas halev, the mechinas hanefesh. The kavona of the lev is the nefesh. K'mashi kosov eilecha, Hashem nafshi eso, perish rashi, libi achavit. To you I raise my nefesh, and Rashi Kodesh says, I will be mechavin my lev. That's kavonas halev. Do we see kavonas lev means nefesh? So maybe this was of kibduni, that's the inyan of kavonas halev. When the heart is far from the diburi tefillah, when there is no kavona, as I will bechinas esrachus hanefesh, she bechinas halev min hakavod. And as the bechina with the nefesh, which is a lev, is far from the kavod, the bechinas besvasav kibduni v'libo yirochak. The besvasav kibduni, he was in spowl and his heart was far. The azai yesh ayefus al nefesh. Then there is a tiredness and a weakness of the nefesh. He has to give it strength through mayim karam. What are mayim karam? Mayim karam mikabamay they bechina sidamim. Mayim karam receive through adamim thunder. Vadamim nasim mayadema shenaisnim kovet lezokin shishachat talmudai. Then thunder is created through giving kovet to a zokin who forgot his learning. You should be very careful to give kavod to a zokin who forgot his learning. You should sort of like zoy lechabdai. Be careful to give him kavod by the zenas and the namim. And through this giving kavod to the zokin, there is created the namim, this thunder, umishom boim mayim karam lehachis nevesh kanal. By giving this kavod to the zokin, the namim are created. After these Ramah come cold waters, they mechaya the nefesh. This is the Venus I will explain now. Then also says, Ki yahanam en nasin, mayadei sheyetsin, eidiyim, vikiturim chamim. What is thunder? This is very important to know. Venus all here reveals to us what thunder, what causes thunder. In the Gemara you have a lot of machlekesin, but what's the psak halacha you have in that shechanorach on it? Venus all gives us now, what does cause thunder? Venus all says that thunder comes from the fact that there are vapors of steam, hot vapor and steam, that come out. This hot vapor and steam rises up from the ground, from the earth, and it goes up into the cloud, and then this causes heat. The cloud becomes overheated. And through this, the cloud splits. When the cloud is split, when it bursts, that's when the sound of thunder is heard. And the Ram serve that the waters should be divided, the rain water should be divided for each place according to according to what is necessary to water this place, measure and amount that which is fit according to the place. V'chinas mikol ramcho yechofezum ya'alu horim yirdu b'kois somekoim yizay yisarit elohem. From the sound of your thunder, yechofezum, the waters rush, they hurry, they go up from the mountains, they go down in the valleys to the places where they are supposed to go. K'may kein so too. Now we come back to the inyan of yizahadu b'zokin shechot talmudai. So also, when you give kavod to a zokin who forgot his learning, do you want to say that the day you have to give kavod to zokin talmudai is because luchas shivluchas nachum yoran? You have the luchas and the shivluchas. Shivluchas means that the zokin who had taida and he's broken now, he forgot it. And still it's punachim be'yoren because you have to give it kavod. So what pshat here? When you give kavod to a zokin who forgot his learning, v'yashikchahu b'chinas anonin mechasin al einin. The shikcha is the b'china of clouds that cover the eyes. It's shikcha. Clouds that cover the eyes of the person cannot see. He forgets. He doesn't remember his learning. Ukshenaisin like kavod. When they give him kavod, via kavod to bechinas eish. The kavod is the bechina of eish. The bechinas kved Hashem ka eish eichelas. Kavod Hashem is eish. Hu ba b'seich onon. And this kavod comes into the cloud. The bechinas kved Hashem nireh ba'onon. This kavod is seen in the cloud, which of course means the eish that goes into the cloud, the fire. Aina b'seich bechinas ha'anon and the mechasin al einin. This kavod goes into the anonim, this clouds that cover the eyes, which means, which causes the shikha, the azai nikre ha'onon. And then the cloud is, cloud bursts, it's split. Umizeh nas and bechinas ramen. From this, there is created a bechina of ramen. Bechinas kel ha'kovod hidim Hashem al mayim ramen. Shaydei ha'kovod nas and ramen, kanal kel ha'kovod hidim Hashem. But through the kovod, then there comes these ramen. The Azayitz in Mayim Rabin. All Mayim Rabin, so Mayim Rabin come out because of that. The Hainush is Gala Das Hazokin, Aydesh Nikra, on the Machas Al Ha'ainin canal. But the Mayim Rabin means the Chachma comes out, it's revealed, Das Hazokin is revealed. But the fact that the Onan, which covers the eyes, the fact that is split now, the Shikha is taken away, but how is it taken away? Through the Kovet that's given to the Zokin. Bechinas ki Mola Ha'orez Deyek, Mayim Layam Machasim. The Yom becomes filled with Das. This is the Mayim Rabim. These Mayim Rabim. So there is life and nefesh and health given to the nefesh. By the Elu Haramim, this Chalkin Meme Hadas, they call Echad V'Echad Karoilai. Through these ramen, we said that the ramen caused the waters to be sent to their respective places as much as is necessary. Through these ramen now, the waters of Das, the Mimi Hadas, are divided for each person according to his necessity. The Fimash and Sonach with Kabbal Mayim Karim Lihachis is Nafshay. For as much as he needs these Mayim Karim to give life to the Nefesh which is tired. The Zehachiluk Shebein Halimid, Ben HaSefer Lishmeim Pizza Bikayemis. The difference between learning from HaSefer. The words of the tzaddik and hearing directly from the mouth of the tzaddik emes. Kikish and limit min ha-sefer, and he adeh le-hashiyah shetzaref l'mod l'hachis nafshay. He learns from the sefer, he doesn't know the shiur, how much he needs to learn to mechayez nefesh. Awa kishmeh, and piyat tzaddik, when he hears from the mouth of the tzaddik, as I mashpia le b'chines mayim karim lefi haroi lai. Then the tzaddik is mashpia to him, this b'chines mayim karim, this das, according to how much he needs. Lefi madreg gosei, according to his madreg, the b'chines, and I'm canal for the b'chines of ram. Yelo ha-mayim karim, mechayin, and mesaknim, senefesh, hois ha-yefai, des, shachmei ha-covid. And these mayim karim, they give life, and the mesakin, the nefesh, which became oyev tired, through the fact that it was nesnachik from the covid, they became far from the covid. How did he become far from the covid? Or they should have spalled like kavanas ha-leif, no. Because he wasn't spalled with kavanas ha-leif. Ki yistalkus ha-chokh minas kenim, because the fact that the chokhma leaves this kenim, hanim b'chinas zokin, shachtamu de-hanal, from this Zokin the Gadis Talmud, that means that the Chachma was nostalgic from him. What caused the Chachma to leave this Canaan? Through the fact that he governs without Kavona. We see that what? Because of Svasav Kibduni, because he davened without Kavona, I will punish the people, they call a half-level fella, unusual call, what's this half-level fella? That the fact that the Chachamim will lose their Chachma, will become hidden, there will be clouds over their Einin, their wisdom will become hidden, they'll forget Shachar Talmudai. And now, Valkenai, they should raise them, covered the Zakh and Shachar Talmudai. Now that he gives covered to the Zakh and Shachar Talmudai, Shai, they say, Chayzev and Iskala Chachmosa, canal. Through this covered, this Chachma and Iskala, because this Anon and the Mechasin and Lenin now become burst, they leave, and the Mayim Rabim come out. So Mele his Chachmas and Eskala. They begin as Haram Kanal. Nimso Shemazebi Atzmai Mesakin Hapgam Shigoram, Aide Shispala Blikavon as Halei. through this. And now he's mistaken the pagam which he caused through davening without kavanas halayv. The hainu shegora mistalkus achacham naskenim. He caused the chacham become mistalkus naskenim. He achshav ayadei hakovet shneisim lehem. Because now that the covenant he gives them, chayzev and his galach hachmasim kanal. So the chacham becomes revealed again. So this itself, this covenant he gives them, they cannot now mayim karen. They become a tefillah canal. So the result is that with giving them covet, he's misakin himself, because by giving them covet, so he causes the revelation of his mayim karen to come out, and these mayim karen serve mechaye his own nefesh, which became tied to the fact that he's pregnant and tefillah, he doesn't not come on. Zebuchinas Yarem Kail the Kailai Neflois. Hashem to the Ram, the Kail is Ram, and there is Neflois. He began her nefesh, he began her atzomis, because the began with the nefesh is the began of the atzomis. Meshikosov, he nivhalu atzom, or even nafshi nivhalu miyoid. Pasuk Tilum says that atzomai and nafshi both. When one is problem, the other is problem. Both were frightened. Shayadei she'en nispal and bekavonas halayiv. Through the fact that a person does not daven with kavonah, shayidei v'ruhu ayefus hanefesh. Through this, there is ayefus hanefesh. There's a tiredness for the nefesh who doesn't come into the covet. Ayidei zeh began with atzomit. There is also began with the atzomit. Kitzah v'hispalel leharigish diburei atfila b'chol atzmeisom. Because a person is supposed to be hispalel to feel the words of the tefillah in every one of his bones. B'chinas kol atzmeisai temayna. When I speak tefillah, then all my bones speak at the same time. It comes from all of me. V'ayidei ha-mayim karim, through these mayim karim, shayidei zeh mechaye ha-nefesh, shayidei zeh mechaye ha-tzomis. Through the mayim karim, which is mechaye ha-nefesh, the mechaye ha-tzomis, two at the same time. Mechines u-mayach, ha-tzomis of Yeshukah. That the marrow of the mayach and his ha-tzomis, Yeshukah, receive this watering. They are watered. They receive this mayim karim. Zeh mechines mayim karim al-nefesh ha-yefo, ishmo teva meretz mechak. Mayim karim for nefesh ayefor and shmuah tayva meretz merchok. What is shmuah tayva? Shmuah tayva is a bechinas kol haramim shemashmim atzam b'tayv. This sound of the ramim which I heard very well. Shehem misaknim hisdachkus hanefesh min hakovet. They are misaking. They perfect this nefesh which is far from the covet through the fact that they bring these mayim karim. Ze bechinas shmuot teva meretz merchok. Shze bechinas mayim karem al nefesh ayefo. That's the mayim karem al nefesh ayefo. Sheheim boyim min haramim. She bechinas shmuot teva canal. They come from the ramim, which is the shmuot teva canal. The ramim that has sounded good, and meretz merchok because of the fact that nefesh malchus is far from its origin. Ze bechinas shmuot teva dashin etzim. The Shmuah Teva also, the Dashin fattens the bone, perfects the bone. Shayadei Bechinas Shmuah Teva, through the Shmuah Teva, she Bechinas Amin, Shmishon Bechinas Mayim Karim, from there come this cold water, Shehim Mechayim Avei Nefesh Canal, that they give life and they give health to the Nefesh. Shayadei Zen, Nistaknev, and Nistashin Hatzomis, with that the Hatzomis are fattened and are perfected. Bechinas Omeyach Hatzomis of Yeshukah Canal, the Hatzomis become watered. Is that the Dashin Etzim Canal? Tikkun hanefesh who tikkun hatzomis kenobios. Tikkun hanefesh is a tikkun of the hatzomis. Min tevas v'azai kishe mechayin nefesh ad kam enofe kodoy. Moses also says that from the words of zai kishe nefesh, until here wasn't written exactly in them. Zeh bechinas of yim ha-bikurim. This is the bechina of the pasuk of yim ha-bikurim mikra kodesh v'ashem. Yim ha-bikurim bechinas ha-lodas ha-nefesh b'li kishe leilein. The birth of the nefesh without difficulty in giving birth. Bechinas tzora kimavkido. The cry of a tzora like one who is giving birth to the first child. Shu bechinas kishui lele. As we see, the bikudim means tzora kimavkido, like one giving birth. That's the difficulty in giving birth. The gamu bechinas gidul hanefesh. It is also an union of raising the nefesh. Bechinas ki homin al b'chabchir. Shu tzad hagidul. Like one cries bitterly over the death of a firstborn, Chas v'Shalom, so we see that Bechor, Bikudim, is an inyan of the raising of the child, the Nefesh. The Tzad of Gilu Bon, that's the Yem Bikudim, Mikra Kodesh, the Bechina Shah Kovetch, the Bechina Kodesh, the Kovetch is the Bechina of Kodesh, which is also Mikash Bechalaydi, we see that the inyan of Kovetch is Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh, Kodei is Haraglin, the Bechina Sadiki Ehu Leraglin canal. This is Kodei Leraglin, it brings the Leraglin up from the Gleh Yerdes Novus, and it's Malet it to a high, all the Malchus to a high in Madrega Melach HaKavid. Yashar Lebiye, the Bein Ezval didn't explain the rest of this Pasuk. Up to here we have the review of the whole Torah, as much as we have in this Torah. Baruch Hashem.